It's a quirk of Florida politics. Every 20 years, around 36 people gather together to come up with amendments to the state constitution. Florida is the only state that has this kind of commission, which bundles together a number of issues into one yes or no question. Danny Rivero of WLRN explains.
If you live in Florida on election day, you'll get the option to ban offshore drilling and also ban vaping in the workplace. Or you can vote to change the state college system and also give more death benefits to the families of first responders and members of the military. These two items on the November ballot are the product of the Florida Constitution Revision Commission.
And the voter has to make a terrible choice.
Ellen Friedan was on the Revision Commission 20 years ago in 1998.
Do I vote for the thing I don't like in order to get the thing I do like? And that's just not fair and not acceptable. I think that what the Constitution Revision Commission did is it packed things that they thought would be popular along with things that they really wanted but thought wouldn't be popular.
That's how Broward County's top administrator Bertha Henry sees it too, particularly on a question that would do three things at once: mandate a state Department of Veteran Affairs, mandate a state anti-terrorism office, and something Henry's not happy with: force every county to have 5 elected government officials, including sheriff and supervisor of elections.
The amendment that's on the agenda is sandwiched in between motherhood and apple pie.
The commission has been putting seemingly unrelated questions together on the ballot since it was first formed in 1978. But the way Friedan and some legal experts see it, this time is different. 20 years ago, the decision about who would be on the commission came from a mix of Democrats and Republicans. That meant an almost even split between the two parties, says Ellen Friedan.
Anything that got passed through that Constitution Revision Commission had to be seriously debated, compromises had to be made, and it had to be something that was agreeable on a bipartisan level.
But this year, every appointment was made by Republicans or Republican-appointed officials, and that can make things look political, even if they're not. Ana Marie Gámez was on this year's commission, on the committee that helped write the language voters will see. She says politics were not at play, just plain logic.
So when we first started meeting, we all came to the table with ideas of how things might be grouped. And everything really had a somewhat of a nexus or a natural connection.
Gámez offers the example of Amendment 9, which would ban offshore drilling and vaping at work.
But if you look at it from a let's make our environment more friendly and protect our state and protect our citizens, I think that you can kind of see why they would have fit together. I can't say that personally I agreed with all of the groupings, and my voting record would speak to that. But for the most part, I did, and I thought that we put things together in a way that just, it made sense.
Gámez says there's another reason for grouping amendments. In some places, ballots are nearly 20 pages long this year, so the commission wanted to stop voter fatigue.
Just make this shorter and easier for people.
There's just one rule the commission has to follow. According to the Florida Constitution, the title and the summary of the amendment need to be clearly understood by voters. Timothy McClendon is a professor of constitutional law at the University of Florida.
That it needs to clearly state the chief purpose. It needs to be comprehensible. And so the more you unfold some different disparate subjects, that can really be a challenge there.
The Florida Supreme Court already ruled that one bundled amendment was not clear enough for voters. It was about charter schools, and it didn't use the phrase charter schools. So that was removed from the ballot. 3 other amendments were in jeopardy of being tossed off the ballot, until this month when the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that they would stay. Justice Barbara Pariente wrote the questions were improperly bundled, and they didn't give voters a clear choice of what they're voting on. But the legal filing that was used to make that argument was the improper vehicle. Justice Pariente had 2 words for people looking at these questions on the ballot: voters beware. For Here and Now, I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.